Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It might seem crazy what I'm about to say.
All right, welcome back here for the 9 o'clock hour. Appreciate everybody being with us.
Is this music better?
Text. Yeah, well, I just
it's
like some
a little
upbeat.
Hello, darkness, my old friend.
Yeah. You control a lot of things back there, Woody, and, you know, you got the Debbie Downer with the cloud over the head and stuff. That's for the day after two teams getting their ass kicked over the weekend. Not today, man. It's a fresh
start.
Not
after a former NFL GM comes on and tells you maybe the truth.
We'll see. It's just his opinion as of right now.
Jury's still out.
They're deliberating, though. They're
we got a season.
They're getting close.
We played two games this season. We said we had the season to evaluate.
Listen, man, and whether anybody wants to admit it, Tua is going to be connected. This ain't 7-on-7 football. He's got to have an offensive line in front of him, and it's a copycat league. And I'm guessing that coaching staff has already done it and doing it today, and that is figuring out at least the mental part of – those blitzes, because it is a copycat league, and everything that Buffalo did with free blitzers and games they ran and everything else, and everybody stacked on the line of scrimmage. Seven guys, eight guys, just all in the box there, and they were shooting nickelbacks and safeties off the edge. That stuff's got to get picked up or get out of that play or get rid of the ball quickly, so that we don't go through what we did last week. As far as Tua goes, I don't know if he's going to play or not. I'm not going to play doctor because I have learned being around. The only thing I have learned, Coach Flores says that day-to-day stuff on everybody. So I get now with Coach Flores day-to-day, and I'm like, well, day-to-day used to be. Sounds like he'll be ready for the game Sunday. But, I mean, hell, day-to-day could be IR for 3 or 4 weeks or –
and IR could be 3 weeks or 12 weeks.
Basically, Coach Flores says, I really don't want you to know. So I get that. And so I'm not going to try to guess if he's going to play or not. But
he's got bruised ribs, though.
I do get one thing. Since day one, going back to before the draft, Michael Lombardi did make it very clear on which quarterback he liked with the thought that Joe Burrow was going first. Tua coming off the injury, and Justin Herbert out there on the West Coast. And I do know this. I'm going through the – I do know this right now because I don't want to get carried away here.
Right.
I do know we spent a lot of time out on the West Coast
with
Justin Herbert.
Right.
Like, I do know we spent a lot of time when we were in L.A., our GM and the we were in, and what was a good thing about L.A. a couple years ago? Darnold and Rosen.
Right, yeah, both guys right there. Right.
Had him so you could go out there and, hey, get to know him a little bit. And
was that the time he spent like 2 weeks or 10 days out there? Yep, there you go.
We were out there, and they were all out there, and why we were killing time during the day. They were going over there. It's been USC.
Evaluating.
USC was right next door to where we stayed in UCLA, which is a beautiful, beautiful campus. Went over there, spent time with those two guys.
Oof.
So – and by the way, I guess we don't really know about Sam Darnold.
I mean, what are they, 2-0? He's playing pretty well. I don't know what the answer is there. With the Jets roster is terrible. I mean, you could say what we say about the coach and the offensive coordinator, whatever you want in Jetland anyway, Adam and those guys, that's fine. You want to rip them all you want, that's fine. But the roster there was terrible too. It's the same thing now.
Michael Lombardi has said that we didn't have time to get to it today because we got going on one topic here, the one we care about the most here.
Of course.
That they made a mistake and their offensive coaching staff's not very good there that they have right now. And that Sam Darnold, if you're going to do this, still not sure. Sam Darnold got coached up and was in the best situation. So, I don't know. I think the new guy's going to be pretty good, though. And by the way, he just threw a bunch of interceptions. I still think as long as he doesn't lose his confidence, that's the only thing. You're out there. There's a lot of things taking place he's never seen.
Right.
A lot. This isn't BYU.
No.
And it's not
New York.
And it's not preseason football where everybody drops into zone coverage and everybody goes 20 for 26.
Can he last two or three or four or five or 6 weeks having bad games with that media? That's another question you got to answer yourself. Because that's a different animal out there, too, and you're in the front or back page of the paper all week long after having a bad game.
No, they get after it. They make us seem like a vacation resort here compared to what they are up there. What do you got, Woody?
Well, let me get your opinion on this, Joe. I know you've seen plenty of the quarterbacks in practice here, and Omar just tweeted this, and I know Lombardi said he thought that Brissett looked better than Tua in the game. He said, I've seen Brissett for a while in practice. I wouldn't say he has a significantly stronger arm than Tua. That's a fiction. That's what Omar says.
That's an interesting one. I have seen both of them throw it a lot. I did see Brissett make one of the longest throws I've ever seen in person. Do you guys remember I came in one day and go, I don't know how far. It was 70-something yards as far as just letting one rip down the field. I don't know how much better his arm is, though. That's an interesting one. If now we're getting into arm strength between the first and second, which, by the way, is a little overrated.
By the way, a lot of texters are pointing this out. Like, we know the O-line sucks, and a texter asked, Joe, do you think Marino could have played behind this current O-line?
In fairness to Marino, we probably should leave him out of this because the ball would be long gone by the time a free blitzer got there.
Right.
So that's a yes, is what you're saying?
I think the better quarterbacks are still going to play a little bit better. Now, that last game, I don't know how Tom Brady would have played with that last group.
It was bad.
Brady's not a great example either, probably, because he gets it off quicker than anyone.
No, not actually. He doesn't. He's not known for his Joe. Not Joe Namath and Dan Marino are
Danny
a different level for the quick
bullet
release.
Bullet going out of there. Right.
You know the other thing Dan Marino would do, and I don't know if fans remember this. Now we'll get this over to Dan Marino, something we'll probably never have again, but bring it up. You know what he did on second down? He didn't do it on third down, but on second down, if it looked bad, there was a kid going to get a souvenir about eight rows up, and he threw it away.
Right.
He was throwing souvenirs. Like, he wasn't worried about, oh, I'm going 18 for 18 or 19 for 19, like somebody we might have done. But he got rid of it and said, no, hell no, we're lining up. Play wasn't good. Knew it as soon as I snapped it. This sucker is going over the head of a wide receiver and some lucky kid up there. They better be paying attention because I
hit right in the face.
Threw a fastball up there in the stands.
Yeah, but Tua tried to do that 2 weeks ago. He threw the ball right in an interception.
Yeah, he did.
I can't believe I have to use that example, but that's true.
Well, he's going backwards.
I know.
You ready for a text?
Yeah.
Parcells once said, you start making exceptions and you are going to have a team full of exceptions. Tua was an exception. Herbert had all the attributes, but during the process was compared to Ryan Tannehill. Dolphins wanted to separate themselves from any comparisons.
So how much of Ryan Tannehill come in to play with this thing?
By the way, I'd kill for Ryan Tannehill right now.
I don't know.
Wouldn't you?
You want to go? Are we going last game? Is that what you're going by?
I'm just going by the way Ryan Tannehill has played in Tennessee.
Ryan Tannehill's
been great. I'd take that level of quarterback play here.
Yeah, that level of quarterback is one thing, but the teams are different.
They've done everything they can to surround Tua with
weapons,
though.
But the team is. Can you take that Tennessee offense right now, line it up against the Miami offense, and say they're equal? Not even close. It's not even close.
He's right.
They're the best running back in the league.
He is right.
They have two good wide receivers that are.
The play from Ryan Tannehill right now, you would take that.
Ryan Tannehill.
Right. But Ryan Tannehill here or Tua there?
When Ryan Tannehill realized that it was going to be over here, his agent was smart. They looked around real quickly and they go, whose job you want to take? He goes, Mariota can't play. Take that job right there. He'll be gone. Go take it. Be the good backup for a
Within a month.
And he got it. And not only that, he got himself a six-figure.
Right.
And this is the best team he's played on. And again, This is by far the best team. We just.
You said six figure, by the way. It was eight figures.
Eight figures. Yeah, sorry about that. Six figures. I did say six figures.
Yeah, six. I was just thinking about
that. Not your contract.
I know. Sorry about that.
Eight or nine digits.
You're a real clown, man.
Right. You want to take one more call before we go to the break here?
I wasn't talking about mine either.
You want to go to Moses?
Moses, what do you got for us today, Moses?
What's up, Moses?
Hey, I would like to know, if you look back at mock drafts, year after year, sports writers are drafting better than our GM. What's up with that?
Well, I don't know if that's accurate, but I know because we all want to go out and beat our chest, and all the writers want to beat their chest, but I don't think they've had great success either. Listen, this one, and I just wish everybody be honest with this, because I do remember doing the Herbert and Tua poll, and Tua won.
Yep.
And wasn't even close.
He did. He did.
I know it was a long time ago, and people forget. And I know some of you, because you can, and nobody really pays attention to what you say. So you were on one side, and now you've jumped on the other. But
everybody remembers what side they were on, by the way.
But
I was on the Tua side.
Me
but,
too.
But I will say this, and the best question today is, it's not our job to know for sure, and somebody at some point, if Tua doesn't come out playing out of this world – with some help from his guys up front, there are going to be a lot of people going and asking that question that Hollywood brought up. How, when you look at both of them, physically and all the things, and I know what they're going to say, well, quick release, and he was more accurate.
But there had to be one thing that separated them, at least one thing that they looked at and said, this is the reason why we're taking two over Herbert.
I just said the two.
Right.
I just said
it. I
mean, I do know that.
Right, but I just want to know what accuracy, it was. I want to know what it was.
Accuracy and quick release and anticipation. That when they do all those boxes, he got those, but they didn't look at outside athletic potential. And by the way, I think our team's guilty of doing it again on another guy. That guy, Buffalo Bills.
Right.
I think the guy at the Buffalo Bills, I think a lot of teams went, 50% completion.
Yep, and look
and
what
then
happened.
Somebody said, he got a bunch of high school receivers. They're all looking to get their degree to go teach. Like, you can't pay attention.
Now look.
Now he's throwing it down the field.
60 yards downfield. So, very accurate.
I did just get some good news, though, on my phone.
Say 15%
of
car
insurance? Yeah, car insurance.
No. I got two tickets for the Vegas game for my relatives to go.
Wow, me and Hollywood?
I said relatives. You guys aren't related.
Oh.
There's no.
You're not taking us?
No.
I thought that was the big surprise.
You have a game. You have a game this week, man.
Yeah, I do have a game Saturday. That's true.
Not me.
No. Hell, we're trying to get you out of the house. Don't want
to
do that.
He's going to the facility to ask questions.
You can't do that.
He's
going
to get to the bottom of this whole situation. Just go over there and go. Do they have like a front desk, a reception desk?
And just ask him.
Just say, hi, I'm Zach Krantz from the morning show. I'd like to speak to Chris Grier, please.
He has no shot to get in that building. No. That thing is top secret over there, man.
Well, he could knock.
That thing. That's the one door you got to get through. First, you got to get through the doors to get to the parking lot where there is security.
Joe's got that code, right?
Not an easy one.
You don't have that code together?
Not an easy. I don't have the code, no. Mm-hmm. I say hello to the guy. Sometimes he lets me in.
You ever catch one of these guys just, hey, off the record? Just, you know, what were you thinking?
Off the record doesn't.
Is that the way I should word it?
Off the record.
Hey, off the record,
I'm
guys.
Guessing. Yeah. Hey, all these things we're talking about, and for all the people going into work with the Dolphins organization today, they're all, by the way, everything we've talked about is very legit. It's very legit. Most of them do know the answer, but it's very, very legit. Very legit questions. And hopefully he can come back. And we just got to get this offensive line's got to play better. They cannot play the way they did against Vegas. They can't. Whatever the starting five is, cannot play. They even got to be thinking about that here on their day off. Hey, right now, though, I want to take a moment and talk to you about my man, Michael Kotze, at Choice Mortgage, of course, if you want to know. Not a top free agent, just really good at what he does. He wants to let you know interest rates, man, are in great shape for you. low fixed rates, you can lock in at 2. How about that? Lock in a rate at 2. Take advantage of these low, low rates. They were supposed to be in the 3s. They dropped. And with that drop is a great opportunity for you, man, for reverse mortgages, debt consolidation, VA loans, refinancing. 25-plus years, Michael Kotze's been making loans happen for people here in South Florida, all over South Florida. No nonsense, no runaround, straight talk, man. Any question you might have, he can answer it for you. And more importantly, he can get you approved. Even if you've had a couple of bad marks on the old credit score and it's not where it used to be, Michael Kotze can find creative ways to help you too. If you've been renting and you're ready to buy, stop paying that landlord $2,500 to $3,000 a month. Get your own place. Build up equity in your home with low rates that you can get right now. Get pre-approved in minutes for free. Michael Kotze's about unbelievable service. Matter of fact, wants to let you know he can get you approved in half the time a bank can and get you the same rates or lower. That's how good this guy is. I want to give you a cell phone number, and I want you to have a conversation. Call or text him today. 561-441-2730. That's 561-441-2730. Visit choicemortgage.com. That's choicemortgage.com. You can get that number, MLS 166-254. Rates and terms subject to change. Daily.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Without notice, he's an equal housing lender. I guess so much for this baseball stuff. So much for. I was into it last night, man. I was into this.
Yeah, hell of a highlight last night.
Red Sox, Blue Jays, Yankees, watching the young guys for the Marlins, seeing just still kind of checking on them here with about 10 to 12 games left in the season. See what happens there. But Jazz Chisholm and Jesus Sanchez. But, hey, there's another day for all that stuff. There's definitely another day. I got to say this before we get back to other stuff. Anybody catch on Monday Night Football? I don't know how many of you are flipping back to watch Eli and Peyton and all their special guests and kind of a offbeat way to do kind of an alternative way of watching Monday Night Football with Eli and Peyton Manning, two brothers. And they have special guests, including Gronk. So 2 weeks in a row, they've come out with some weird stuff. First of all, Peyton, for the first one, said there's no such thing as halftime adjustments. They're just a myth. And I went,
I find that hard to believe.
Yeah, that's
I just find it hard to believe.
But okay, those guys got 2 million starts between them, and they're going, yeah, yeah. Then last night they have Gronk on, and they got talking, and Gronk says, I don't watch game film, man. I just asked Brady, like, Tom, you've watched 40 hours. How are you going to use me? What routes am I going to run, and who's going to go against me? What should I do? Which, by the way, is pretty smart.
Right.
Instead of getting ready for the test and studying, he just goes as a smart kid in the class. He gets straight A's and goes, all right.
Notes, right.
What's going on here? Oh, they're going to ask you this, and this. All right, I got it. Got it. I'm good to go. So anyway, this is Gronk if you missed it.
A serious question. He goes, do you ever watch film? And I said, no, I don't. I just run by guys. If I'm feeling good, I'm feeling good. So I don't know how to answer that. I don't watch film, but I do watch
keep
film
it simple.
When the team is showing it. So, and every once in a while I watch games like right now and study them, but I actually, you know, definitely do check the opponent.
I see you taking notes and everything.
Yeah.
Yes, I definitely, and I actually do go up to Tom because I know Tom watches like, I don't know, 40 hours of film a week. I go, Tom, who's covering me this week? What type of coverages are they doing? I go, that's why I love playing with you, Don. You just know everything. Hey, hold on.
The dog was barking in the background.
How about Gronk? 90 touchdowns in his career.
That's crazy.
As a tight end. And he's going, yeah, I don't watch. I mean, I watch with the team when they have stuff out there, but, yeah, I'm not going to watch extra film. I got Brady. He's doing all that stuff. He's going to tell me what routes work, when we're going to run it. Pretty funny.
Pretty good player to not have to watch tape or any of that stuff, go around Brady and be able to do what he does.
He just really has fun and does his thing. And I'm guessing the head coach probably didn't appreciate him saying that stuff.
I'm sure.
But you got 4 touchdowns the first 2 games. Mm. Probably can get away with some of that stuff for sure. Anyway, if you missed it, yeah, we had Michael Lombardi on today, who's, if you're not familiar with Michael, he's spent a lot of time with the Raiders and with the Patriots as a front office guy, also with the San Francisco 49ers, going back to Bill Walsh, which I always forget about, that he was also with that group. Some great stories today, by the way. And then we got into all the Tua stuff. And if you missed it, do we have his thoughts on Tua Tagovailoa? Here it is.
I think it's really good. I think you can. Because here's what I think we've seen. And I think if you're an objective Miami Dolphin fan and you're not just blinded, you see a quarterback who's undersized. Okay, that's A. You see a quarterback who doesn't have a powerful arm. That's a fact. You see a quarterback who's not lightning fast like Kyler Murray, right? You see a quarterback who's a great kid, who works hard. As Brian said before I came on the air, it's tough. Now, you've got to ask yourself, what is the grade we could put on him? What level do we think he's going to be? Do you ever think Tua's going to be a top 15 quarterback in the league?
No.
I don't.
Yeah.
I don't. He doesn't have enough arm. He can't throw from the pocket. Everything's got to be – it's flats, swings, and crossers. That's what he throws. You can't make a living throwing that in the National Football League. He's easy to defend, you know. And then the fact that he doesn't have lightning speed to get away from the rushers like Kyler Murray. You know, Buddy Ryan said this. There's a place in football for the little man. It's just not in front of the big man. And I think that's true. I think that Tua is going to have durability issues. I mean, Boomer Esiason attacked me when he came out in the draft because I was being critical of his durability. What do you want me to do? I'm looking at his durability. He wasn't durable at Alabama. He hasn't been durable at Miami. He missed games last year. He's going to miss games this year. Like, you've got to be honest with yourself. Tell me what elite quality Tua has when you watch him play.
Yeah.
You can't tell me he has an elite skill. He's got good skills. He doesn't have elite skills. Now, can you win a Super Bowl with good skills? I don't think so.
All right. Wow. Kind of ruined the party down here a little bit. Michael Lombardi right. Got going on a little bit.
Just came in and stole all the beer and left.
Just took the whole damn cake.
Right.
Had a buddy come with him, a big guy, and he lifted it up while – everybody was out dancing and stuff. You went to get another beer, it was gone.
That's gone.
Yeah. Beer pong was done, just like that. It was over. No more. So,
I mean, we still have to give him the rest of the season. Tua's situation's not done.
You don't have to worry.
After 2 weeks,
he's going to be quarterbacking. Right. He comes in on Thursday or Friday and says, I'm good to go. He's going to quarterback. He is going to quarterback this thing and get it. But it's always they're always going to be together, and they're always, probably more so than any other two players we've ever had, Justin Herbert and Tua Tagovailoa will be connected for the rest of their careers with stats, wins, the whole works.
Because of the position.
And Justin Herbert's off to the early lead because he's rookie of the year and put up some unbelievable numbers.
Some gaudy numbers.
He shattered all the rookie numbers that he put up for the Chargers last year. But they're always going to be tied together, man. That's not me. That's just, by the way, I'm guessing the owner of the team is going to be watching this thing too. And everybody else to see how good our guy can be. And then, like the other day, you playing West Coast games, came home and Justin Herbert was on TV. I was sitting there watching him on the red zone, seeing if they were going to pull that game out, which ended up being a hell of a game. But
they're 1-1 and the Dolphins are 1-1.
We're going to be doing that for a long, long time. I was trying to think of another one that will ever be connected.
A comparison? Well, I mean, you could do the wide receivers from this year, but it's not a quarterback position, so it doesn't matter. Like, if Chase ends up being the next Randy Moss or Devontae Smith, the next or Kyle Pitts, and
Chase
you had to
look pretty good, by the
way. No, I'm just but that's the other comparison because you had the third pick overall. You traded out, you traded back.
Wide receiver is like borderline irrelevant compared to quarterback,
right?
Like,
that's the reason.
A wide receiver, you fix that problem real quick.
There are a bunch
right?
of guys.
There's, I mean, a, just you
there's
can.
A bunch of guys playing. Yes, I agree. There's a bunch
quarterback,
of guys.
Because it was fix so easily.
Because the entire rebuild, the entire process, the entire everything was about finding your franchise quarterback. That's what it was.
Well, we got a lot of picks. You're right.
But that was the main point, was to find a guy and rebuild the team.
Last 2 years been about getting that offensive line together in case you haven't seen all those,
I get
those
it.
Pieces too.
But the quarterback's the most important position.
And upgrading the pass rushing and those type of things. But yes.
Texter says this is a bigger bust than Culpepper over Breeze. Bigger mistake.
Not yet. And by the way, that was a Whopper with cheese right there. That was a Whopper. That was
this could
tough,
end up being.
Man. That's a tough one. Which one was? Well, the Tua thing's not over yet.
Right, because we're not far, 15 far years over, past but... it. Right. I mean, sure, you look now, Breeze won Super Bowls, and he's a Hall of Famer, and he threw for 800 million yards.
But that was a double injury. That was knee versus shoulder, which we did take the wrong guy. But
the Dolphins had their choice.
In fairness,
they didn't
though,
get second pick. They got first pick on this.
I think Breeze was in a really good situation in New Orleans, though, right? Like,
well, that has a lot to do with it.
Would he have been as good down here in Miami? I don't know.
We had first pick on both guys, though.
Right.
We had first pick.
You want Breeze or Culpepper? You want Tua or you want Herbert? You can have either one.
Nick Saban has made it clear to everybody that Breeze wanted to come here. I mean, he wanted to be with this team. Apparently, Nick was the only one that wanted him.
That's it.
Had to get that shot in.
Good for you. I like that.
Hey, we got to go to break here, but we will come back. We got a lot of time. We'll jump on the text machine, 305-567-0560. We'll be right back.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right, that's something new, Woody. That's different.
Yeah, I haven't heard this.
Yeah, that's it's different here today.
We're playing a soundbite there.
We Got a little bit of time to jump on the text machine. By the way, we do appreciate it. We have had a record amount of texts. I don't know what it was about, but we had a record amount of text messages this morning come in.
Here. What moves thousands, the needle? What moves
thousands
the
of people? Just
three letters.
Want to get a caller in real quick?
Ah, what do you got? Who do you have with you?
He says his name is Racetrack.
Racetrack, go ahead.
I know Racetrack.
Everything happens fast with Racetrack.
Hey, guys. How
Race,
are you?
What's up? How you doing?
Good. Well, I'll tell you something about Tua. You know, you never want a quarterback that's around the best players and around the best team. I called in, you know, two years ago, and I said, please take Hebert. He's right-handed, 6'6". You know, he could see over the line. Yeah, I think the Dolphins are in big trouble. I think he's a complete bust, and I think we're in trouble. If we go 500 this year, you know, I think that'll be a miracle.
All right.
Yeah, I love the Dolphins.
No, I get it. By the way, I just want
to
let you.
I used to play golf with Jim Mandich.
Okay.
You know, who was the nicest person I ever met in my life. But
that's true.
We're in trouble.
Mad Dog's a special guy, but I just want to let you know if you're going to be a big fan of the guy, Herbert. It's Herbert, just so
hey,
you know.
You can't go 500.
Don't correct the guy.
No,
he went A-Bear? Silent T.
He said Bobby Hebert.
He said Hebert.
He went Hebert. He thought it was silent T, bro.
Yeah, but also you can't go 500 in the NFL anymore.
There's a lot of people that have silent T's at the end of their names.
But I do appreciate the Mad Dog stuff you used to play.
Yeah, no, come on. That always helps.
By the way, did he say he played golf with Mad Dog?
He did. You got to correct that?
Mad Dog not a big golfer.
Right. I was just about to say, I don't think, I didn't ever heard any stories about him.
Now, Mad Dog would go over and go 3-on-3 in a full court, a half court basketball game, damn near till the end, and pound somebody. Right. But never, one thing we had in common, never had the golf bug. I have it. He, you know what, Mad Dog was the same way. He loved to watch, loved to go to the Masters, loved all the golf tournaments.
Right.
Just never got the itch to go out and grind. And I miss 18. Out, honestly, I miss out on a lot of bonding with Bo and some of the other guys, without saying their names, who belong to private golf courses. Tony, all the guys that we've known that belong.
You can get a lot of good foursomes with Nat, I'm sure.
Nat's a big, and they go, hey, oh, you don't play. And, oh, dude, you were real bad when you did play, now that I remember. Yeah. So that was, too bad.
You wouldn't have drafted
Hebert? I thought you guys are more than welcome to come out and play tennis.
Right.
Put some white shorts on.
You get some guys out there to play tennis?
Come out there and play with Hebert.
You play with Hebert?
Anyway, what do you got?
I think he said Hebert, like
Hebert.
Silent T.
Hebert.
Oh, all right, maybe.
Hebert?
All right, Woody, what else you got? Jesus.
I don't have anything,
bro. Anybody. It's fine. The guy made his point.
That's it.
He felt like that 2 years ago. He was right, if that's what he said. Yeah. Never felt good about it.
Yeah.
That caller's getting a little bit of heat here from our texters as well. Look, there's a lot of this. Herbert is a legit running back. Herbert just has all the talent around him, all that different stuff. Didn't the Dolphins try their best to get talent around Tua this year? I mean, they didn't really address the running back position.
Can I say this on behalf of a lot of quarterbacks? We just haven't done a very good job of getting a lot of talent around till this year. And this is, to me, by far the most, especially if it's true Will Fuller's going to be back. But I'll say this, and I'm going to say it over and over again. If the offensive line, I don't care what anybody says, if it plays like it did last week, we are in big, big trouble no matter who's quarterbacking.
Why is it so hard?
No. But this was – this goes back
– this goes back 20 years.
They were really bad last week is all I'm trying to say. They were really, really bad.
But how many times have they been good?
Downs,
how many times has this offensive line been good in the last decade? I mean, good.
I don't ever remember saying we have
right.
a top 10
right.
offensive line. Yeah.
All right. Just, Texter says the Dolphins QBs that have been missed that he recalls is from Rob. Drew Brees, Matt Ryan, Lamar Jackson, Justin Herbert. That's his short list.
It's a pretty good list.
I forgot about Lamar Jackson. Right. He's okay.
I don't know how we felt about it. That's a reach. Listen, there is nothing close to what we're
it's
talking about today.
Day, you got to reach, bro. Mm.
No.
Gotta reach.
And stop. There, we got guys coming from other parks to jump on that kid that everybody used to dogpile on. So we got to slow down on that a little bit. We really do. Like, I get it. Lamar Jackson's really good, and I understand that. But there's nothing ever that we're going to put together. Nothing you can come up with that's going to be Tua. And the following pick was Justin Herbert.
Right.
It's just that
I wish Justin Herbert was two picks later.
We have another caller, by the way. Would you like to take another caller?
All right, go
this
ahead.
This is Hayberry in a mobile.
I have since forgotten his name, but he's good. A caller.
That's good.
Can we get
hey, Joe, it's Frank.
Hey, Mike, how you doing? Mike, what's up?
Frank, sorry.
Frank.
Like I'm sorry, Frank, how you doing, Frank? Yeah, Frank and Mike. That's really close. Good. I'm a real dumbass today. Sorry about that, Frank.
That's all right. Joe, I just want to say two things. The first one is, it's been years. We haven't gotten the draft right when it comes to a quarterback. It's kind of frustrating. I'm still rooting for Tua, right?
Yeah.
I'm still rooting for Tua, but our line is terrible. But I think that the coach should be able to focus on the run to help out. I know we're not getting anything in the run game, but perfect example towards the end of the game. They started running the ball, got 2, 3, 4 yards with, what's his name, with Malcolm Brown. Why don't they do that from the beginning to protect the quarterback? Doesn't matter if it's Tua or if it was Herbert. Herbert couldn't survive in that line right now. Why don't they run the ball? Run it, you know, first, second down with Malcolm Brown, and then, you know, another thing, with an aggressive defense like the Bills, why don't they focus on screenplays? With Gaskin and Salvon Ahmed, I mean, I don't get it. It's frustrating.
Yeah.
You tell me if I'm right or wrong.
Well, a couple things real quickly. We do need to run the ball better. You're exactly right on that. 100%. That needs to be a focus. We got to at least be able to run block, and it'll help things a lot. Late in the game, though, they were glad when you're up 35-0 to see us run the ball. I'm not reading into that too much. But we do have to get a running game. I totally agree with you. 40, 50 yards when you can't pass protect and nobody respects anything you're doing, they're teeing off on you. Can't wait to stuff this run on first down and get you on second and third. Woo! Yeah, that's a problem. But thank you. Thank you for your call this morning. We appreciate it. Thank you.
Be nice to run the ball. They just don't have their – they're not built for that.
You can't run 40 or 50 yards, though. They got to get that thing. Hell, last year we were over 100 yards per game. Ended up, say, 117, 118 yards, whatever it was, which wasn't tops, but it got a lot better as the year went on.
By what week of the season are we asking for Chan Gailey back as offensive coordinator?
I'm not. Chan's retired. He's done. He got his last shots in.
He did.
He got a couple last shots. He went from silent, well, let me get a little jab in here before and I'm done.
Texter said that last caller was Greer trying to get the heat off his back today. Hair bear. What the hell?
Hair bear. He was on a roll, too, and I was like, and he goes, I always was a fan of Hair Bear.
But we dissected through a lot of that that call, the golf with me.
Yeah, he played golf.
Right. A couple things in there.
I didn't play
golf. So the thing I don't know, to be fair to him, because he could have played earlier, I don't know how much Mad Dog. The years I knew Mad Dog, he wasn't a golfer.
Golfer, okay.
And he had a golf tournament and stuff, he just didn't play.
Right.
So I don't know if at some point, Mad Dog was out there golfing 5 days a week because it was right in his backyard.
Right
on.
Maybe he was.
Right on a golf course.
Doubtful.
Love.
You just hurt your credibility when you call a guy Hair Bear.
Yeah, it's not a good start.
Oh, now you're coming around.
At first, he was
defending the guy.
It's one of the funniest things. I mean, it's funny. It's comical.
But you were defending him.
You said
not to make fun of him. And now you're making fun
of him. He went silent T. He went Hair Bear.
I think he said Hay Bear.
You know what he's saying right now?
I think he said Hay Bear. Can we go back to the tape?
He is saying to you guys
right now.
You know what he's saying to you guys? He's saying, hey, smart asses, you know what I meant.
Right. Oh, no, he's mother bleeping us right
Stop
now.
Stop it.
Yeah.
All right, Woody, what else?
Remember his name?
Are you kidding me?
Do you remember his name?
Ross should also fire the grass guys. The field looked terrible.
Field looked terrible.
No more text.
I mean, it's raining. It's pouring. You know, right?
It rained the day before, yeah.
No, I'm saying
actually it poured the day before.
It rains, it pours.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No one's
poured
safe.
In our game, too. Yeah. Nothing safe today, man. We have just hit the dogpiling.
Well, Lombardi did it.
The poor kid on the bottom.
Right.
I don't know if do you guys ever do that dogpile thing during PE?
We used to play a game called Kill a Man with the Ball.
That's been long canceled, I'm sure.
Yeah, it's an old guy thing, the dogpiling.
Put that in your pile of canceled items. Mm-hmm.
You're such a jerk. I'll tell you one thing about this day, getting away from you. Hey, that's going to do it.
Okay, Hair Bear.
That's going to do
it. See you later. Hey, Bear.
You
going to
play some tennis today, Hair Bear? Nope, it's raining.
Yep.
Sorry, Hair Bear.
Why Why is it every time you know I want to go out and do something, I'm excited in a good mood to go out and do something, you're going, he did this yesterday. It's raining, so you probably won't be able to get it in.
By the way, I know for a fact it's raining in Central Park.
Oh, you know everything.
You can go play nine holes with Racer.
There's actually there's a patch right over it. Directly over it.
Did you just talk to the nine guys you go on that little trip with?
They said the clay is like mud. Can't play.
We're out.
It's like mud.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.